Today's feast of Corpus Christi began centuries ago when people had become so filled with awe toward Holy Communion that they were afraid to receive it. And as a result, they had a great reverence for the Eucharist, but only from far away. Unfortunately, just during the last few decades, people once more have begun to understand that Holy Communion really is our food and nourishment for the divine life of Christ in us. We too are a pilgrim people who travel through the desert of life, death to selfishness. And we need food for the way through the desert. And we always become what we eat. When we eat ordinary food, it translates itself into our bodily energy. But when we eat the Eucharist, it translates us into itself, into the body of the risen Lord, so that then we become the bread and the wine. We people become the bread that is broken and passed among us to help each other in our needs. It's so simple. But somehow we forgot that this was really the original plan that Jesus had at the Last Supper. It is simply to eat the bread that is the sign of God's presence here in our midst now. And to receive Holy Communion in faith, as we do, is to realize that God is with us now, not in our bloodstream, but God's Spirit is in our goodness, in our active forgiveness toward other people, in our healing of others, in our work, in our generosity toward others, in our living, and in our dying to ourselves. God is made stronger and stronger in those activities. And when St. Augustine said centuries ago, "Receive, O Christian, the mystery. Receive, O Christian, the mystery of what you are." He meant that what we are is the body of Christ, Corpus Christi. The body of Christ is not only the consecrated bread, but it is also the consecrated people, us. We are consecrated through our baptism, through the signs that make us the living temples of the Spirit of God. We become like tabernacles. We become a place where the Spirit of the living God dwells. And that presence within us of God is just as real as the presence brought about of the consecration of bread at Mass. It is just as real. The trouble is, we have not yet worked out a way to give reverence to this presence of God in people. It's always been easier to do it with the consecrated bread, because the host, the bread, is something stationary. It's an object. People, who are also the body of Christ, come in different colors. They're somewhat more difficult and untidy to deal with. With the Blessed Sacrament, we can use outward signs like incense, candles, kneeling, chant, For these are not the usual ways to give reverence to people. And if we don't discover some way to give real reverence to our people as the body of Christ, then people as the body of Christ will remain an abstraction. But here are some suggestions. The first is that we learn how to show reverence to people by refraining from doing violence to each other. By nonviolence, we really mean more than joining the effort to achieve world peace, which is most important. But we also have our own private wars, our own private hostilities every day. It seems so often that the very places where there should be healing and love among people, places like church, home, around a dining room table, or in a bed, these quite often become the very places of hostility or non-love between people. We can do and do violence to people in so many ways. One is to treat a person as an object, as something and not someone just to push around and use. And very often we do violence in our manner of speaking. Little children use the verse, "Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me." Now that little verse is only a clever attempt to diffuse the opposition. Any kind of name-calling, quarreling, violent language always does hurt us. And we even warn today that the high decibel music that we hear on our stereos could create a whole generation of people with impaired hearing. And the same result could happen out of certain kinds of speech that we hear. Whenever conversation becomes overloaded with emotion or with bitterness or hatred, that can also produce a whole generation of people impaired in ways beyond just not being able to hear well. It can produce a whole generation of people who become insensitive to the needs of other people. Another way to show reverence to the body of Christ, people, is quite simply to learn how to serve their needs, little or big. We know we do that in our own family, but there are so many more people than in our own families. Translated, it means that at least we should understand that we are called to help other people solve their own problems, especially if at one time in our past we had a problem like that and we can tell them how we got through it. In a family, it's one thing to share a meal or welcome guests on Thanksgiving Day, but it's quite another thing to enter into a program, to support a program that supports that kind of service to those people who are in need. The body of Christ is much greater than simply the assembly of people who gather here in this room. And if we do not learn how to break bread with people beyond this assembly, to feed those people, not in material ways only, but in spiritual ways, then we discover that we become self-centered, that what we are engaged in here will end up becoming an empty ritual of self-serving. Those other people out there who do not have the gift of faith that we do wait for us to share with them the good things that so often they have been unjustly denied. More than a welfare program, we need a social system, a society, a Christian community where it is possible for people gradually to be able to have bread and freedom, food and beauty and all else that can create for them a life that is truly and fully human. Man lives by bread, but not by bread alone. Not if we are going to become a fully human people. The men and women that we are speaking about are the body of Christ. This is my body, Jesus says, of the bread that we are going to share. And this is my body, Jesus says, of the people whom we are meant to serve. Now we need to help you translate your desire to help serve the body of Christ, people, in some kind of a tangible fashion, because so many of you have asked for that opportunity. And in our new parish pastoral council, we do have the Social Concerns Commission, which has had for some time now at least 8 ongoing different program areas that invite your participation. And today, after Mass in the church entry, we invite you to study and to take with you this pink sheet, which is right next to the bulletin on a table by itself. If you wish, you may fill in the blanks today or take it with you and return it next week. She describes the 8 activities of social concern, and you are invited to become part of any one or several of them. Then on the same sheet, here at the bottom, you have under Parish Life Commission, 4 social events are listed. Now they are purely social. Our parish will continue to support itself through your weekly stewardship contributions. And since so many of our families continue to show their appreciation for the services that you are receiving, that appreciation through stewardship has been reflected in your weekly giving. That means that the other income that we would receive from social activities sponsored by the Parish Life Commission would be used at least partially to underwrite the activities of the Social Concerns Commission and other properly designated programs for those people who are in need. Now remember, the Word of God is always a two-edged sword. First, it cuts, sometimes deeply, our self-centeredness, and then it heals, always. The Holy Word of God, our parish needs the Lord's blessing of generous giving to people beyond our own needs. And that is why we invite you to share your time and your talent. Today's celebration of the broken body of Christ, Corpus Christi, is the appropriate time to make that invitation. Is not the bread that we break a sharing in the body of Christ? Because the loaf of bread is one. We, though we are many, we are one body, for we all partake of just one bread.